Good morning. Welcome to Generations Church. Could you please stand and sing with us just this morning? Good morning. We begin with our call to worship found in the book of Lamentations. It says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin fresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him."
Thank you. to this every year. I just thank you so much for coming and ministering to us. My husband is the pastor, and I so much would rather listen to you guys. I'm just kidding. This is just awesome. We just love you guys and are so thankful you're here. So we're very much looking forward to the second half of the service today. For those of you who have come to specifically listen to Teen Challenge and the ministry that they're going to be telling us about, if you'd like to give to Teen Challenge specifically, go ahead and write out the check to Generations Church, and then we're going to write out a group check at the end of the service, okay? So make sure to do that. Just write it in the memo portion, and then we'll take care of that at the end. As far as prayer requests go, we have an opportunity for the Lord to show us a miracle. And that's exactly what we're going to ask for. We just got some information this week that John has cancer. And we are, although that's a heavy word, and that's a word that scares us, it's a word that we know the Lord can take care of. And so John's been kind of not feeling so well the last month, and we've been kind of searching for an answer. So now we have a name. Now we know what it is, and now we're going to watch the Lord deal with it. And so we're going to pray with John, walk with John through this journey, and we're going to see the Lord glorified. So for those of you who don't know who John is, he's our handsome man there in the back. He's helping some ladies there help with coffee right now. But he has been a part of our church from the very beginning, and many of us have known him for over 30 years, and we love him dearly. So we'll be praying for him. And again, just a special welcome to all of you.
Thank you, Darcy. You guys are honored guests today. And I know that you had plans to come and minister to us, and surely you will. But it is our joy and privilege to minister to you. And so that's why we have a worship set and, you know, to sing some. And we'll listen to you guys sing. And we're so thankful that you're here. You truly are our guests, and you're our honored guests, and we're privileged to have you here. And so I want you to feel welcome, and I want you to feel like the Holy Spirit's in this room, because he surely is. And we're going to pray and take our offering. And I just wanted to share one thing. I'm not going to preach today because I wanted to give you all the time. In Zephaniah chapter 3, I preached last week, and I said, I want to read this to you, starting in verse 1. It says, "The angel showed me Joshua, the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser Satan was there at the angel's right hand making accusations against Joshua. And the Lord said to Satan, 'I, the Lord, reject your accusation, Satan. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire.' Jeshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. And so the angel said to the others standing there, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' And turning to Jeshua, he said, 'See, I have taken away your sins, and now I'm giving you these fine new clothes.'" And that was for the high priest of the nation of Israel. And all of us have the opportunity to have our sins cleansed from us. "As far as the east is from the west, all transgressions are removed." So we stand before the Lord in that day, we're going to have new clothes. We get translated to glory, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're a new creation while we're here. Everything inside is new, even though them filthy old clothes are raggedy, right? But God has given us a chance, and it's a message for all of us. And my message of encouragement to you, you know, praise the Lord. We're going to take our offering, John. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for today. Thank you for this opportunity to minister to one another, as your word says, that we sing praises and hymns to one another, spiritual songs, that we might be encouraged in this battle of Christian faith. And this is not an easy road, but it is a road that has been paved for us by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give us the strength each day, Lord, that we need to be faithful to you, to be loyal to your call, to not let you down, even though at times we will fail. You are a merciful God, one who wants us to repent, who's waiting with open arms at every turn. Let us be reminded, it says in Scripture, within Jesus talking to the disciples, that we are to forgive our brother 70 times 7 a day. Help us to love our neighbor, Lord. Take this offering and bless it. Use it for the furtherance of your kingdom, that men and women, boys and girls, here and in all places, even in extended parts of the world through missions, they may receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this room today. Speak through your word, through worship, testimony, songs. We give you thanks. Take this time and bless it now. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to give a special introduction to our friends and our honored guest. I want to welcome, give a great generations welcome to Teen Challenge.
From hearing all the songs, and the Holy Spirit is so present in this place. Thank you so much for having us. We are so, so honored to be your guests. I'm Mary Brown. I'm so privileged to serve as part of the leadership team at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And just on behalf of our organization, thanks for having us back again this year. I know we were here last year, and I walked in the door, and I'm like, yes, it was so good. We are a faith-based drug and alcohol treatment and recovery program. We're part of the largest global organization, which is Teen Challenge, but in the United States, there are about 100 different Teen Challenge centers, and each one is actually independent of each other. We share some things in common, and I can talk about that a little bit, but Minnesota is actually the largest center in the country. We have, on any given day right now, we serve about 930 people, and we are growing. So since we were here last year we served 3,500 people in the state. We have locations in Minneapolis, Brainerd, Duluth, Rochester, a teen boy program called Lakeside Academy that's in the Buffalo area. And then since we were here last year, we broke ground on a new property in Alexandria, which is going to open up. It's a new program for men that will open this year. We are ready to open a new center called Rockbridge Treatment and Recovery Center for adults in the Rockford area, Buffalo. And we've got our mental health counseling program up and running. I think I talked about that last year. It was brand new. So we saw almost 400 clients there, just people with mental health needs who need help with anxiety or depression or family relationships, things like that. So your support has just helped us. Our mission now is to bring hope within reach of every Minnesotan, and that's really what you're allowing us to do. So what we're here to do today is to share what God is doing, because he gets all the glory. And we do that by singing songs and sharing testimonies. This is not a performance, so please praise along with us as we sing. If you want to stand or clap or whatever, just let the Spirit move you, okay? God gets all the glory. I'm going to welcome Holly Ford, and she's going to lead us in our first song, Who You Say. And then, do we know we're switching mics? She's got the blue mic. Okay. Oh, there. It's red.
It's red.
There.
Oh, I have to turn it on. Okay. That makes sense. Weird. Okay. We'll get it.
He has ransomed.
there are three people who are going to share their testimonies today, and people always ask me, how did you choose? And I didn't. These are just people who, you know, God put on their heart that they wanted to share today, and so they just volunteered. It's tough to stand up in front of people and talk about parts of yourself that you're not proud of, as you can imagine, so just be very encouraging to them, please. So the first person who's going to share is Jessica, and she's actually graduating soon, so welcome, Jessica.
Hi, church. Pleasure to be here. We really enjoy coming every Sunday to fellowship and sing praises to the Lord and give back to an organization and to the Lord who's done so much for all of us. So we're glad to be here as well. I'm 46. I have 5 children and a husband. And, you know, I thought everything, I had everything together. I worked and took care of my kids. But I thought my husband was a believer, and I think oftentimes, you know, you find that the fruit wasn't there. But we were married, and so that led to me to dishonoring him and not really respecting him the way that God would want me to. And I didn't pray for him the way that I should have. You know, I was so busy, and I just didn't make God and honoring my loved ones my top priority, and it should have been. And so that led him to cheating on me, and then I didn't handle it well, and it led me into a dark place for a long time in unforgiveness. I blamed him and never really took the time and the, you know, look to the truth, and felt like life wasn't fair, and I had done all the right things, and I loved my kids, and that should have been enough. But I finally got really honest after years of just struggling on my own and thinking that love and things were just going to turn around somehow, you know, magically. But that's not how it works. We have to get honest, and we have to put in the hard work. So I got honest with the people that I loved, and I, you know, just gathered my senses and decided that I needed to come to Teen Challenge and change my life for real. I knew that some kind of, you know, a Band-Aid wasn't going to work for me, that I needed to, you know, God to heal the wounds that I had, you know, created out of my ignorance. And so when I got into the program, I quickly realized then that it was my unforgiveness and my anger. And then, you know, I had kind of forgiven him and worked through that, but forgiving myself for not being there for my kids and for hurting so many people. Not just my children, but my nieces and my nephews and my sisters and my parents and so, and my grandma. So I'm so glad to be here, and God is doing so many wonderful things. He's reconciling all these relationships, and I've learned so much and so thankful for the vessel of Teen Challenge, and God is working in a mighty way in this program. And so now I get to go, I graduate next week, I get to go to TCLI, which is a really, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to get to go to the Teen Challenge Leadership Institute. I just feel so greatly blessed that I get to share all the wonderful things I've learned about myself and others, because a wonderful part of this program is watching your sisters, you know what I mean? Watching their breakthroughs. You know, we don't always have a breakthrough every day, but we get to watch our friends do. And it's really a really special part of this program for me. And, you know, it's just such a blessing to get to have all these sisters and friends, you know, that you can always count on. There's always somebody there. And we all learn together and cry together and laugh together. And it's really a sisterhood. And I'll tell you what, you would think that there's a lot of fighting, but really there's not. We get prayed over very much. There's God is in this place. And it gets handled really quickly and in a hurry. And we have a wonderful staff. And we just, God is really working. So I'm so excited about my future. Thank you guys for all your support, and we just appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Jessica, and thank you for going first, because you just made it easier for everybody else. I'm going to welcome Deb forward. Please help me welcome Deb to share her testimony.
Hi, church. Oh, my God, here I go. Please, Lord. I'm 66 years old, or almost a couple more months, and I've been in active addiction for about 50-some years. God is so good. I mean, he has saved me from bullets going by my head, just barely missing my hair or my head. He saved me from rollovers, from hitting the tops of trees, and all I got was a scratch. So I can thank him. I know he's got a purpose for me, and he'll let me know in his time, not mine. I'm so grateful for, I asked God for a sister, and look what I got. It's awesome because we all stick together and we help each other. And oh my goodness, I just we have contracts that we do, and we have a care team that's awesome. I mean, they love us, they help us. If we got questions, we've got counselors, mental health. We have contracts that teach us all different things, anger, boundaries, who is God, you know, and it's so awesome because now I know who he is, you know. I didn't before, and I never gave him credit for anything that he's brought me through, but I got hope now and faith in him, and I give everything to him. Thank you, church.
So just a couple things. I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that you've heard. So Jessica, who's graduating next week, is going to what she called Teen Challenge Leadership Institute. And that's, we have, I'll just talk a little bit about our continuum of care. We have outpatient, we have residential treatment, we have a long-term recovery program so people can be with us for and get this type of help for up to a year, or a little, actually it's about 13 months. Then they can go into transitional housing and aftercare services. And part of that is we call Teen Challenge Leadership Institute, which are you going to pursue a ministry track? Are you going to school? Or what are you going to do? So she's going to take the ministry track. So she will become a chaplain or a minister, and that's what God's got planned for her life. So. So that's kind of the continuum of care. And then one of the things that Deb talked about was she said contracts. And you heard Jessica talk about anger and unforgiveness, I think. And you brought up anger and unforgiveness, too. So everybody up here has a care team. This is not a cookie-cutter program. Every single person works with their licensed alcohol and drug counselor, their mental health counselor, their chaplain, their recovery coaches, and they identify kind of the pain points in their life that are the underlying reasons for their addiction. Because it's really the easy part is getting sober, to be honest, right? You disagree with me. Okay, yeah, the easy part is getting sober, but the hard part is dealing with all the stuff underneath it that really led to the addiction. So contracts is our internal term, but what you talked about, one of the contracts is anger, forgiveness. What else are you working on? Boundaries. Who is God? Grief and loss. Spirituality. What was that? Sexual integrity, relationships. Identity in Christ. The point is that nobody up here is doing the same program. Each person's got their own program, and that's really hard work to think about the pain points in your life and the trauma or the hurt or whatever, and then just shine a spotlight on it for 6 weeks with your counseling team and work through all of the feelings and different coping skills and all that kind of thing. So that's what you support. So again, thank you. I'm going to welcome Pania forward to lead us in our next song, Goodness of God. Here we go.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I of your voice. You have led me through the fire and the darkest nights. You are close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Oh, and all my life you have been faithful. So good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. In all my life, you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Okay,
so I think we actually have time for two more testimonies. So I know I only have one more. So if anybody wants to share, you want to share too? Okay, I'll call you up in a second here. So a couple of things before our last two testimonies. We are not just a women's program. I forget to say this sometimes, but one of the things we got out of the pandemic is we had to separate our men and our women, and so we've just actually never combined houses again. It kind of just logistically has worked better for us, but I don't want anybody walking away thinking we're just a program for women. So the youngest person in our program today is 14, and the oldest one is actually in their 70s. So it's you're never too old to get help. If you know of anyone, don't give up on them. You're also never too young to fall into trouble, so just be careful of the enemy there, right? We do offer prevention services, and I'll talk about that a little bit. We have a program we partner with called Know the Truth that goes into schools across the state. We get in front of about 60,000 middle schoolers and high schoolers every single year, and I don't walk in and tell stories. People who are, you know, 19, 20, 23, that kind of age group go in, and they start talking about, I had a test and I felt anxious, so I did this, and then I got caught. Or I wanted somebody to like me, I wanted to fit in, so I tried this and I got caught. And they talk about peer pressure and coping skills and things like that with young people. And we find that after our presentations, young people are 3 times less likely to try any substances than if they just had the school's curriculum. So we're really committed to getting our prevention message out there. So I cannot remember your first name. Katie, come on over. Katie's going to share her testimony. Please help me welcome Katie.
Hi. This is such a beautiful community. Thank you for having us here. Really highlight of our week. My name's Katie. I'm 45 years old, and I have 2 children. They're 6-year-old twins. Ruth and Maggie are their names, and they're everything to me. So I'm an alcoholic, and I have been since I was old enough to really realize who I was as a person. So dialing that back, trying to figure out who I am without alcohol in my life has been, it's really difficult, but I do have a lot of support at Teen Challenge, and I can't imagine a better place to get well. I think that everybody in our lives has probably known an alcoholic. It's a lot more common than, I don't know, that we'd like to admit. And some people, like me, didn't admit it to themselves for a very long time because I had everything together. I had a great career. I was married to a lawyer. We had a beautiful house to live in. I mean, all the things, right? All the things that we want in our society. But the one thing that was also there was alcohol every day, all day long, at the end. So Teen Challenge has really changed my life. I've been here for about 6 months. I have four and a half months left before I go back to my family, and I take advantage of everything they have to offer all day long. I've met God, and I did not know how profound a relationship with Jesus would be before I entered this program. I grew up Catholic, and I thought that, you know, he was in my life, but nothing like this. So I really appreciate communities like yours that let us come into our testimony, because every time we get up here and do this, we get stronger in our faith. We get stronger as women, as mothers, because there is a certain amount of pride in being as brave as we are, I think. So anyway, that's me. Oh, I'm from International Falls. So anyway, a long way from home. Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing.
Okay, and then before our last testimony, let me just tell you, I think you can hear it in everything that we're saying, but I just want to be really explicit in it, that what makes our program different from other treatment programs, Jesus Christ. He's in the middle of everything we do, and without him, we would just be another treatment program, and we're not. We're far from that, and he gets all the glory. The second thing is kind of what I talked about with the integrated care team and all the help that folks get, and the third thing is really the long-term program. If you think about breaking a bone, and you have to have that set in a cast. It has to be in a really structured space for that bone to heal. And so it's kind of a good analogy for somebody who's feels like their life is broken or their life is broken. They need a safe place to heal, and they get a lot of structure in our program. But what we really want to do is make sure that that structure follows them, enough structure when they leave us, because it's easy. The enemy's watching, right? He knows when people are vulnerable. And so it's really important for us that people get set up for the plans God has for them, their lives. So I'm telling you this, but I'm also telling you guys this. So when you leave us, we make sure they have a church community to transition into. We have aftercare services. I hope you'll download the app. Stay connected. We do events. But it's really important to have a church community. And so you're hearing that from a lot of people. We're just really grateful for you. Our last testimony is Deanne. So please help me welcome Deanne.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you so much for your support. I am 58 years old. I have two sons, one who is 30 and lives in Salt Lake City, and I have one who is 37 and lives in Hudson, Wisconsin. Like Katie, I had a wonderful life. I had a good career. I had, a wonderful house, all the things. But alcohol was way more important to me, more than anything. So because of that, I lost my marriage. I lost my car. I lost my job. And I lost the son that lives in Hudson, Wisconsin. And that was like 15 years ago. And I've barely spoken to him since. But one day, God told me, Deanne, you need to go to Minnesota. I don't have any family or friends in Minnesota, but God said you need to go there. So I reached out to a cousin. He's a distant cousin that lives up in Isle and works on Mille Lacs. And he said, yeah, sure, come on out. You can help me with my fish guiding service until you get on your feet and, come on out. So I came to Minnesota, went to my cousin's house. Within a couple weeks, he was in the VA. He had a nervous breakdown from his PTSD. So I had my dog, but here I am. It was April last year, and there was still snow on the ground, and it was freezing. So I was here with no place to live, no job, no car, and no money. And I didn't know what I was going to do. So I ended up calling a resort up on Mille Lacs, and I said, do you have any jobs? And he says, I need a cook. So he came and got me. Anyway, I got a job being a cook. He put me up in a fish house behind the resort, behind the restaurant. And so I had a place to live, and I had a job, and I was starting to bring in some money. And then God put a guardian angel in my life. And his name was Mike. And it's through Mike and his love for me and his love for the Lord that got me into Teen Challenge. And so God put me in Minnesota to meet Mike, to put me in Teen Challenge. And I also believe that God put me in Minnesota to be near my son that's in Hudson, Wisconsin, like 30 miles away, I guess, the son that hasn't talked to me for 15 years. And so I just have faith that God is going to restore that relationship while I'm here. I know it's going to happen. And I just thank Teen Challenge so much for bringing me back into a strong relationship with the Lord. I grew up in the Lutheran church. I was a Sunday school teacher, and I raised my boys in the church. But after that, we all fell away, and I'm so grateful to be back. I'm grateful to be a child of God. I am grateful to know that I am redeemed and that I'm saved and forgiven, and I want to thank all of you again for having us. Thank you.
Before you say, you can stay here. So I just want to say, you said you didn't know anyone in Minnesota. You have no friends in Minnesota. I think that's changed, right? You've got family here now. And thank you for sharing all that too. So we're just going to sing one more song. I know that there are there's a love offering. Do you want to say anything, Pastor? Oh, okay. So I was going to say there's a lot of ways to get involved in our organization. The first thing we need is prayer. Will you just please keep us all in prayer? And John, you will have a bunch of prayer warriors praying for you. you absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers. We're looking for mentors. We've got an information table at the back, and we'll be back there if anybody has any questions or if you want to know how to talk to somebody or, you know, you want to tell us a story about somebody who's had success, whatever it is, we're here. We're here for you, okay? I'm going to ask you to stand, and Deanna's going to lead us in our last song, which is The Blessing.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and your thousand generations and your family and your children. and their children and their children. May His presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, He is for you.
Thank you for pouring your hearts out to us. It's a real blessing to have you here. And we're not a big church, but we have big hearts. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. And we're so grateful for what you've come and shared, your powerful testimonies. Thankful for what God is doing in all of your lives. I myself, I don't like to put the focus on anyone but you, but I was once in your shoes many years ago, 33 years ago. I've been a preacher and God changed my life. And so I identify in you with you, and I'm letting you know that there is lots of hope, and Jesus changes us from the inside out, right? And we're so grateful for that. We're going to have a great meal after this, and you're all obviously invited to participate in that. But we got one more song that we're going to share with you if we take your offering, okay? Church, be generous as we take this offer. Father, we give you thanks for Teen Challenge and for these wonderful ladies that have come before you and poured their hearts out to us. We know that you change us by your presence and by your spirit, that we cannot be all that you want us to be without your help. Empower us to live lives that are godly. Empower our ability to forgive our neighbor and those that have hurt us. Help us to pray and love our enemies as you did. We give you thanks. Thank you for all that you've done through these ladies and in their lives. And now take this offering and bless it for the furtherance that other people might be changed to support what they're doing. And we're so grateful to partner with them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, please come.